Just after sunrise, the window fills the room with light, making the white walls look almost as if they're glowing. From outside, you hear the familiar sound of an owl hooting softly as it heads off to bed. While the other birds chirp and chatter in the trees as they begin their day. Keen to explore this room, you climb out of bed and walk across the smooth wooden floors. Above the chest of drawers, you notice a mirror framed in gold. Staring at your own reflection, you see yourself looking just as you usually do, but wearing an expression of excited curiosity. Below the mirror, on top of the chest of drawers, is a bowl full of water, beside a fluffy white towel. Reaching down, you place your hands in the bowl, splashing your face with the lovely, refreshing water again and again. And then, glancing back into the mirror, you're surprised to see that a change has come upon you. You still look like yourself, but you feel rejuvenated, like a brighter, more confident version of you. Your smile seems to beam outwards like sunshine. And as you stand here, breathing in and out, you feel as if that lovely warm sunshine is filling your whole body. Looking down, you're surprised to see the clothes you're wearing. Instead of your pajamas, you're dressed in a white cotton tunic decorated with eye-catching black and gold patterns across the top. The light, loose material reaches across your chest and down to your knees, revealing brown leather sandals on your feet below. It's not like anything you've ever worn before, but it fits perfectly, and it feels so very comfortable. At this moment, there's a knock at the bedroom door, and a boy enters the room. He's dressed like you, in a tunic and sandals. And just as you saw in your own reflection, his face shines like the sun. "You must be new here," he says. He tells you that his name is Theron, and that he would love to show you around this great city he calls home. Firstly, though, he'll give you a tour of his house, which serves as the local resting place for travellers. Walking out of the upstairs bedroom, you see more small rooms like yours, and a larger one, from which you can hear the sound of cheerful voices. Moving towards the doorway, you see two girls lost in happy conversation as they work at a large wooden frame. Inside the frame are many straightened threads of wool, stretching from top to bottom. Theron explains that this device is a loom, which his sisters are using to weave a blanket. You watch now as one girl weaves a line of thread horizontally across the straightened threads, like someone doing laps over a swimming pool. Her sister then pushes this line of thread up towards the top of the loom, where it begins to form a beautiful piece of white woolen material. They're not finished yet, but even so, you can see that it's going to be a truly gorgeous blanket when it's done. Theron guides you down to the ground level on some stone steps worn smooth with time. They lead into a charming open courtyard. Houses here, he explains, are all designed around the courtyard. This is where the sunlight enters the building and all that lovely, fresh sea air. It flows through the windows and doorways to every room in the house. For a moment, you simply stand here, finding that it is, indeed, very light and very lovely. You sigh happily as sunlight gently warms your skin, noticing that in the distance you can hear the sea, its waves crashing on a rocky shore. What a wonderfully relaxing sound that is, you think.